Another night of violence in the north, not in Ballymena or in Larne as in previous days, but in Portadown in County Armagh. Masonry thrown at police after an anti-immigration rally in the town centre. 80 police officers from Scotland have been brought in to help and relieve police, including those injured during riots this week. It's the second summer in a row that racist violence has been visible on the streets of towns and cities in the north. Liam Kelly is with us. He's chair of the Police Federation for Northern Ireland. Liam Kelly, good morning.
Good morning, Gavin.
What happened last night?
Well, last night was night four of what we're seeing following a despicable allegation of an attack on a young girl in Ballymena. Last night in Portadown, we had a group of people who had gathered to lawfully protest about some of the issues that they're having at a community level. But unfortunately, these protests over the last few nights have been hijacked by a group of feral people who are intent on causing racial division and stoking fear and prejudice in Northern Ireland. And that involves attacking not only property, but the police officers who are there to keep people safe. And I want to condemn that, and I have condemned that over the last few days. These disgraceful attacks need to end, and we need to see some sense of normality returning to our streets.
How would you characterise the rioting over the last few days?
Well, I mean, it's been pretty intense. On the first three nights, I'm still waiting on figures from last night, but on the first three nights alone, we had a number of properties damaged. We had cars burned out. We had 41 police officers injured. I mean, it's absolutely disgraceful scenes of violence, disorder and criminality. And ultimately, I mean, in a civic society, these things should not be happening. So, I mean, I have appealed and I will continue to appeal for people to calm down. And anybody with legitimate concerns of whatever nature should go through the proper routes. Bringing violence onto our streets is not the answer to try and solve problems.
What legitimate concerns?
Well, the concerns that are being raised by some of the people relates to immigration and other matters about housing, social housing, and that's the excuse that is being used for people turning to violence. The violence is not justified in any way. I say we have political mechanisms, we have community mechanisms to deal with any concerns that are being raised. Violence is not the answer to dealing with those concerns.
Gloves by some of the rioters, balaclavas, the use of petrol bombs. How organised has the rioting been, in your view? You described it as feral last night, but overall, have you seen organised rioting?
But, well, there's no doubt about that some of the individuals involved in these riots are organised and are communicating with each other online or through other platforms. And we're also seeing people from different parts of Northern Ireland gathering in specific areas just to use the opportunity of the lawful protest to give them a platform to launch their despicable attacks, not only on houses and property, but the police officers that are there.
Have many police been injured, and how badly over the last few days?
Well, I say I haven't got figures from last night yet because the meeting hasn't happened this morning. But on the first three nights, we've had 41 police officers injured. And thankfully, none of those officers have had serious injuries. But I'm talking about concussions here, impact injuries, muscle injuries, etc. I mean, people have been directing petrol bombs, heavy masonry, fireworks. And there's footage online of somebody throwing an axe at police lines. I mean, it's just absolutely despicable behaviour, and it needs to stop.
Have many people been arrested?
Again, arrests are ongoing at the minute. Up to yesterday, we had 13 people had been arrested, and some of those have already been put through the courts and have been remanded. And the numbers will spike over the next few days because we're about to put images into the public domain to help us identify who these people are so that they can be put quite properly before the courts and face heavy punishment for the behaviour that they're inflicting upon our communities.
4 days of rioting of varying degrees, and you've already had to call in help from Scotland. Can police cope?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. We will cope. The difficulty that we have is we are a shrinking police service. We've been underfunded over a number of years. And myself and our chief constable have been warning for some time that those cuts will have consequences for what we can do and our operational capability. So that is why we have asked again for mutual aid assistance from our colleagues in Scotland. And they are now have arrived in Northern Ireland and they will support and assist us to bring this under control.
There's no sign of a plan to increase the police force, though, is there?
Well, there was a business plan submitted by the chief constable, but that was put to the side by our government because on the basis of affordability. Now, there's been a UK-wide budget increase over the last number of days, so we're hopeful that something will happen. But again, we need long-term sustainable funding, not short-term funding. And it will take time for us to recruit officers and bring them into service. So this is not a short-term fix. It needs to be a long-term fix. But we will welcome any increase in our budget to enable us to grow and to bring those officers in that we need.
Liam Kelly, Chair of the Police Federation of Northern Ireland, thank you for speaking with us.